Hello, thank you very much for joining us today. This is Yud Aleph Tishrei, Tufshin Pei Dalet, September 26, 2023, and the Chofetz Chaim continues to give us encouragement on the battlefield of the military and also of life. As Rabbeinu Yonah told us, as we've mentioned many times, when it says, don't be afraid, it is referring to our challenges in general. The Chofetz Chaim tells us in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, just like on the battlefield, it is a mitzvah for a person to become strong, as we had learned and mentioned so many times, Vayischazek David Vashem Elokav, and David strengthened himself. He allowed himself to be strengthened with Hashem, with Bitachon. Kach, there's another dimension of Bitachon, says the Chofetz Chaim, mitzvah v'chazek es achiv gamkein. There's a mitzvah to also strengthen his brother. That means there are people around me who could use a chizuk, an encouragement. When it comes to trusting in Hashem, there's also a mitzvah to strengthen those people. The miras habitachon, with the trait of trusting in Hashem. Where do we find such a thing? The Chofetz Chaim tells us, u'kamosha matzinu b'kra, just like we found in a pasuk, Eitzel David, it was with David HaMelech, be'eis shohaya nirdaf, at the time that he was being pursued. Sometimes we feel like we're pursued. There are people, sometimes, maybe not on purpose, but they're like a rodeis. They're after us, meaning they are kind of assaulting our emotions in a negative way. Maybe they can't help it. Maybe they're ill emotionally. Maybe they have certain issues. But a person not only is a literal nirdaf, considered a nirdaf, a person who's being chased by someone who's trying to take his life, but there are people, situations in life that were also a nirdaf, figuratively. So David HaMelech was nirdaf. He was being pursued. He was being chased to the death. It was very difficult for him. David HaMelech was in a crisis. His life was falling apart. Shaul HaMelech was after him. It was his father-in-law. You'd think that relatives, we would hope they'll be nice to us. But his father-in-law wanted to kill him. Chizek Yehonasan es yado b'Hashem. Somebody came along. It only takes one person. I was thinking about this over Yom Kippur. Sometimes we feel like we're in nirdaf. We're chased. We're surrounded. We're kind of smothered and buried in all types of oppressive situations, the way Eov was. How many people does it take for Hashem to send to strengthen us? Only one person, a worthy person, Yehonasan. Yehonasan came and he strengthened David HaMelech. Chizek es yado b'Hashem. Now the question is, where did this happen? The Chofetz Chaim does not quote Perek and Pasuk, but it's very clear that it's in Shmuel Aleph. If we look in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Tes Vav, it says, Vayar David, and David saw, Ki yatza Shaul levakesh es nafsho, that Shaul went out to seek his soul. Shaul held that David was a morid b'malchus. He was rebelling against Shaul's rulership. And we know that Shaul was considered a rodef. He was chasing him. And we know that it wasn't considered that David was trying to usurp the throne. We know the intricacies are discussed in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. The David b'midbar Zif. David is in the wilderness of Zif, b'chorsha. Chorsha, as the Mayam always explains, is either the forest or name of a place. So the Mayam always explains, temporarily, David was hiding in this forest or this place in Zif. The place is called Zif until hopefully the anger, the rage of Shaul would pass. Ad Yavor Zam. That's also a lesson. When a person is found in a crisis, the person has to be patient. Sometimes that fury just has to pass, and that's the antidote. We have to be patient. Vayakam Yehonasan ben Shaul. And then something remarkable happened. Yehonathan, the son of Shaul, rose by Yelech El David Chorsha, and he went to David to the place called Chorsha, or to that forest where David was hiding. I'm not sure exactly how Yehonathan tracked him down, but he made it there. Sometimes we are really down, or there are things against us, working against us. Somebody materializes, somebody pops up, somebody calls, somebody smiles. That could change everything. Maybe I could be that person also. I could smile at someone else. I could call that person. And Yehonathan came and strengthened David's hand with Hashem. It's in Perachof Gimel Pasik Tes Zion. And Yehonathan said to David, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's how the Bitachon Vat started the first week, 65 sessions ago. We said, Lo Sira Mayhem, don't fear. That's what we're told in battle, in the battle of life's challenges. And then it becomes specific for David. Ki lo simtzacha yad Shaul avi. Because the hand of Shaul, my father, will not find you. What's going on? David is in constant fear of being killed, tracked down, and slain by Shaul, his father-in-law. And the son, Yehonathan, tells David, don't be afraid, because my father won't find you. His hand will not be able to locate you. And you will rule over Bnei Yisrael. You, Yehonathan tells David, will rule over Bnei Yisrael. Now think about this. This is the possible heir to the throne. It's Yehonathan ben Shaul, Yehonathan, the son of the present king, telling his friend that this friend will rule unselfishly, humbly. And then he says something incredible. I will be to you second in command. I will be the viceroy. I'll be the second person in the kingdom. And even my father Shaul, he also knows about this. That's in Perachof Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. Let's examine the Pasuk. Yehonathan is saying, first of all, don't be afraid. I want you to have bitachon. Do not fear. Don't have any trepidation. Don't have anxiety. Don't have worry about my father hurting you. He won't be able to hurt you. Yehonathan is such a Baal bitachon. He's having bitachon for David. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. We have to try to have bitachon for someone else. And he shares his sentiment of bitachon with David, and also assures him that no harm will befall him. And he tells him, you're going to rule, and I will be second in command. The Mayam Lois points out, I'll read you the beautiful Lashon. V'kan anu roim, and here we see, mahi ava amitis, what is true love. This is what the Chazal say, that true love, it's an avos, absolute, pure, unselfish love for someone else. She'eino tuluya badavar. It's a love that's not dependent on something. It's a love that Yehonathan has for David, and David has for Yehonathan. De'be'itzumam shel hasakonos. That in the thick of the, in the worst of the dangers that David is in, she'afafu es David, that enveloped David, his world was falling apart. Anashav and his men, Ubeis Aviv, and his father's house, Alidei Shaul, through Shaul. David had 600 men with him. They were all in danger. They were in Midbar Zif. And in the midst of this, Ba'elav Yehonathan. Yehonathan came to him, L'nachamo, to comfort him, V'lechazek Rucho, and to strengthen his spirit, U'bitchono Be'elokim, and his trust in Hashem. Bayomim HaKoshim Ha'ela, in these hard times. If someone can do this for us, if we could do this for someone else, it is a great mitzvah that we could do. Befiach bo tikva, and he breathed into him, the Lashon Hefiach, he instilled him with hope, sheyiyeh batuach, that he should be sure And he will be positive. Shesof hakavod lavo. At the end is that the honor will come. Now, I was thinking about this. We're not supposed to be seeking honor and authority and recognition. But there's something called kavod habrios also. There's basic human dignity. There's respect that every person deserves from a person's relatives and friends and associates and other human beings. And sometimes we're even lacking that basic respect that we hope we're going to have. We don't always have that. I'll give you an example in Parshas Yisro. When Yisro was coming and hoping that Moshe Rabbeinu would come out and greet him, he sends messages. Rashi explains. He's saying, please come out to greet me, Moshe. This is his son-in-law. Please come out to greet me. If not for my sake, then for your wife, for your kids, for whatever else, please come out. So one of the Mefarshim, the Sitzei Chachamim, says, I don't understand. Is Yisro seeking kavod? Such a great person. He knows that kavod is really nonsense to look for, what, recognition and fame? He wasn't looking for that. He was looking for basic respect. And that's not considered pursuit of honor. When we hope that we'll have basic respect from someone who should respect us. If Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come out, that's a bizayon. It's not that Yisro won't be honored and lauded and praised and famous. No, it'll be a negative number on his respect. He won't be treated the way a person, a father-in-law especially, should be treated. With that type of respect, when a person asks for that, that's reasonable. That's not a lack of bitachon. That is not kavod the person is asking for. That's unreasonable. It's the basics that we're allowed to request. So what happened was that Yehonasan said this to David. So hakavod lavo. Now with David, there's two dimensions. First of all, yes, he will have that basic respect. But more than that, he's also a melech. So he's actually going to have the kavod of a king. Because once Hashem has declared him as king, the tziva le navi Shmuel le mashcho, and he commanded the navi Shmuel that he should anoint him, ma yuchal lasos lo. What will Shaul be able to do to him? Nothing. If Hashem wants us to have respect and even more dimensions than that, to also have real kavod, nobody can take that away. Nobody can violate that. Nobody can invade and be intrusive in my realm, my domain of respect that I'm supposed to get from people. And Yehonasan assured David of that. He told him this. This is the strengthening that Yehonasan was mechazek David in bitachon. He strengthened him in bitachon. And this is what he said to him, and you will rule over Bnei Yisrael. He assured David of that. Now you might say, this is peculiar. It is. Because usually, friends who want to remain friends also want to be on an equal level. The Afa Pisha Miderecha Ohavim, the Mayam Loe says, even though it's the way of close friends, who want that the love or the relationship between them should endure, they should be in an equal measure, an equal level with each other. That's what you would expect if Yehonasan is a friend. Friends are not trying to promote one another to be on top one of the other one. Nope. Amar Yehonasan to David. Yehonasan said to David, She'ata timloch al Yisrael, that you will rule over the Bnei Yisrael. Shelo tevuta ha'ava bishvil zeh. But the love that we have won't ever be abolished. It won't ever be diminished as a result of you being superior to me. You will be the king. Ve'anochi eyeh lecha lemishneh. And I will be the viceroy. I'll be the second in command. Let's stop for a minute and marvel at this. Yehonasan is the heir to the throne. He's second at this point to his father, Shaul. Shaul is still the king. So one would think that he would anticipate being the next king.
not give a bracha to his friend that his friend should be the next king, to David HaMelech. But not only does Yehonah's son tell him that he's going to be the king and predict it, because after all, he was anointed by Shmuel, and we're talking about David, but he tells him that he's overjoyed about it, and he will still have the same close-knit relationship with him, with David being the king, and Yehonah's son being second to him. Anochi eye lecha v'mishne, I will be the second in command. Sheyeh lo yachas im hamelech, and he will have a relationship with the king. Kedei shetasmir ha'ahava, in order that the love between them will be constant and consistent and ongoing. So he wants to have a relationship. The afapi chetamale makom avi. And even though Yehonah's son is telling David, you will fill the place of my father. You will be the new king. My father will no longer be the king, but I won't either. You will be. Ani eye lecha v'mishneh. And I will be able to be second in command. And we know that a position like that could be very awkward. Best friend is David HaMelech, who's the king, and Yehonah's son, who could have, should have, would have been the king, will be second to him. But Yehonah's son is the epitome of a Baal Bitachon. Yehonah's son isn't worried, isn't concerned, isn't fazed by the fact that he won't have that position. He only wants David to have Bitachon because Yehonah's son is a solid Baal Bitachon through and through, enough that he can impart it to someone else. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us to the Machane Yisrael. Who comes out to be Mechazek David? It's Yehonah's son. But much, much more than that. There's more than just, listen, you can't be afraid of my father. My father won't be able to touch you. You're untouchable. You're invincible. You're immune to harm from my father because you've been anointed already. Shmuel was commanded to anoint David. But it's more than that. More than that, you don't have to be afraid of any harm. It's that you'll be promoted to king. And we all know that. My father knows that. Shaul knows that. My father and I know that. And I will be second in command. And I'm not fazed by it. I love you. And I am willing to be second in command. Under you. I'll be under you. We will still have this relationship of friendship, of close-knit friendship, the epitome of a loving relationship between people. Yaldivarim Elu, Me'am Lohi says, because of these words that Yehonah's son said, Sha'amar Yehonah's son, Minuhu Chazal, the Chazal counted him, Bein Gimel Ha'anvisanim, Shevitru Al-Kavodam L'tova Sacherim. Without getting into the other two, there were three examples who are the epitome of humility, who are mevater, they were mochel on their kavod, to be mochel on my kavod, this is what they did, letovas acherim, for the good of others. So others should have that kavod. If that kavod can only go to someone else or to me, I try, if appropriate, and try to succeed to be mevater, to be mochel on that kavod. I will be mochel, I will be second in command, I'll be second fiddle, and I will love you fully. I will not begrudge that of you. I trust in Hashem. I don't trust in people. I don't need people to give me the kavod. I don't need people to respect me if they can't do it. I'm going to have to handle that with bitachon. I certainly don't need to be promoted to king. That I can certainly live without, because it's the ratzon Hashem. Very simple formula, says Yehonah's son. Absolute, incredible humility. As we go into this year, and sometimes we're assaulted, we feel attacked by others who aren't respectful to us, who say things to us. It could happen any day, any moment. Let's think about Yehonah's son. I'm telling myself, what about Yehonah's son? He says, I love you, and I respect you, and I want you to have bitachon. The purpose of his coming out was to strengthen David's bitachon. Have we ever heard such extreme, absolute bitachon on the part of Yehonah's son, and so much overflowing bitachon, he's able to impart it, to share it, to convey it to David, who's in one of the worst situations a human being could be in. We can't even imagine, because the lashon of the Me'am Loeis is that he is in such a place of tzar that we can't even believe it. The Chafetz Chaim is the one who said this. He was in such tzar. He was near death, hayatzar lo ma'od. He was suffering a lot. David HaMelech was really suffering. People suffer sometimes. We have to make it through and grow from it. But Yehonasan strengthened him. So this was the lesson that we not only need to have bitachon ourselves, but the person next to me on the battlefield. I need to be mechazik him or her also, whatever battlefield it is. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, how does a person do that? In the Machne Yisrael, he continues, he should try to speak on the heart of that person. He should go ahead and try to speak to the person's emotions and the person's intellect. A person is able, the person should try to mitigate his friend's anguish, his emotional pain. He should help someone else. I'm going to try to help other people. Their heart shouldn't be soft. They should not be melting from fear and from suffering. He should know that Hashem, our God, He's constantly with us before Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, on Sukkot, after Sukkot. Hashem Elokeinu Imanu Tamid. Hashem, our God, is constantly with us. Like it's written, the Afgam Zos. And also, even this, Hashem says, B'yosam be'eretz oyveihem, when Bnei Israel are in the land of their enemies, lo ma'atim v'lo ga'altim. Hashem says, I will not have forsaken and rejected Bnei Israel. I don't reject you. I don't forsake you. I don't cast you off. You feel like that's what's going on. It's not true. Hashem is not casting us off. And then he says the Kal v'chomer, and all the more so. If Hashem is always with us, the chol shekein be'eis tzar kazeh. It's all the more so. It's a Kal v'chomer. All the more so when a person is suffering, when a person feels that everything's falling apart, for sure Hashem is with us, because that's when we really need it. Quoting a couple of psukim, I'll quote them. The Chafetz Chaim doesn't bring them here. Karov Hashem l'nishmerei leiv. Hashem is close to the brokenhearted ones. He saves the dakei ruach, those who are beaten down. Hashem saves those people. Elze abit. Another pasuk says, I look to this kind of person. Hashem says, to whom do I look? To whom do I pay attention? El ani unchei ruach v'chored al devori. To the one who's a poor one. To the person who's broken and afflicted. The one who's trembling to try to keep my word. That's the one I look toward. I stay with that person. I stick with that person. That means if it looks dark, Hashem is with me. He's the one who's seeing me through the darkness. Bevadai, surely at a time that's difficult. Whom is halech lefanenu, on a battlefield, when I'm under attack, Hashem is walking. He's going in front of us. Lahatzilenu, to rescue us. And to place our enemies in front of us. And now, we've learned before that according to how much bitachon a person has, the person has a Yeshua. Based on that, it's proportionate. But now there's a new dimension. The bitachon that I impart to my friend, that chizuk that I give that person, that will cause the person to have that bitachon, that will be a cause for that person's salvation. This strengthening, this encouragement, this trust that the person now has because I encouraged him, Yeshiva will be a cause, Bahatzio Nefesh Chaveiro, to save his friend's soul, Min Hamaves, from death. Kaniskala El, like you mentioned before, about the person who has the Bitachon himself. Now I've shared it. And when I've transferred that bitachon, I've shared it. A lot of times people say, thank you for sharing. They talk about photos or messages. Thank you for sharing that bitachon. And because this person not only works on and masters bitachon, at least to a new degree, to a new level, and then the person imparts it, conveys it, and shares it with others, the person's reward will be double. Double from Shemayim. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azaro. And if Hashem did help him, Azaro, Let's say the person came out okay. Sheyatza min ha-melchama b'shalom. That the person came out of the battle peacefully. The person is okay. The person makes it through the difficult time. Oh, shar es tzara kayotze bazeh. Or another difficult time similar to this. The person makes it through. There's a better day. There's a better hour. There's a better moment. Things are looking up. Yeshlo la'adam la'halel u'lehodos la'kadosh baruch hu. The person needs to praise and give thanks to Hashem al chasto because of Hashem's kindness. And I want to reiterate what happened today with Yehonathan and David. One person came, one great person, the right person came along. We don't need a dozen people to come along to strengthen us. I might feel alone. I might feel nobody understands my emotions now. I don't know where to turn. I'm looking at the Yudkei Vavkei at this moment. I put up an image in front of me, Yudkei Vavkei. I'm looking at it myself right now. I can only look to the Yudkei Vavkei. Hashem will send someone. Yudkei Vavkei, send somebody. It doesn't have to be a whole dozen or two dozen people. It could be one person Hashem sends. One person is nice to me now when someone else was not nice to me, when someone else was nasty to me, maybe because that person has an emotional issue or doesn't feel well. But Yudkei Vavkei, Hoya Hoba Vihiya, Nida Sarachamim, will send just one person, maybe not even a person, maybe some other kind of message to be machazik, to strengthen me, to save me. If I come out of it, especially maybe because my friend was machazik me, maybe that was the catalyst, or even without that, B'liyos Makir Tova LaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to always show gratitude to Hashem. Kol Yemei Chayev Avrazeh, all the days of his life because of this. The person has come through hardships. The person has to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gam sorich levarich birchas hagomer l'chayavim tovot. And also the person has to say the bracha, the one who bestows to those who aren't deserving favors. Kivan shohaya metchila b'sakanas mavet. If a person was in danger, life endangerment before, v'tzilahu Hashem b'chasto. And with Hashem's loving kindness, Hashem rescued him. And reminding ourselves, this bracha hagomel, if you look in the Siddur Otzrat Tfilos, what is the meaning? What's this inyan of hagomel? What's the pshat in this bracha? The pshat in the bracha is that the person doesn't even deserve it necessarily. He doesn't deserve this salvation. And chayavim means people who are rishoyim. Even rishoyim are able to be saved. That's the inyan of the bracha of hagomel chayavim tovos. And it says, Hashem is good to all. Racham aval kol ma'asav. That's what it means. I'll read it to you from the Iyun Tfila. He says, Agomel chayavim, afivu le'osan sheheim chayavim. Even to those who are culpable, who are tahainu sheheim reshoyim. They're wicked. They're not behaving well. As it says, Racham aval kol ma'asav. Hashem's mercies are in all of his creations. Erech apayim netzadikim v'lo reshoyim. Bava kama daf nunam al-beis. Hashem is long-tempered to the righteous and to the wicked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shower his kindnesses upon us. And what I take out of this is that no matter how dismal things look, Chas V'Shalom, no matter how much I feel I'm abused by someone or somebody or something who doesn't even do it on purpose, can't help it, no matter how much I'm suffering, no matter how hopeless it looks, and everything seems to be falling down around me, Hashem is with me. Hashem saves us. And I will try to impart that to others as well. Hashem should help us be mekayim all this. And the Mirza Hashem will meet next week for the next gathering to learn about Bitachon. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful week.